Mondays from 6 to 8 p.m. It's Ravens Playlist, the only Monday night football show that rocks. With Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on the official radio home of the Baltimore Ravens, 98 Rock.
Make some noise! Nice crowd out here in Anne Arundel County coming out to see the 2-0 Baltimore Raven, Brandon Williams. How you feeling after the victory, dude?
Man, I'm feeling great.
You look good. You got high pro glow. He's got the high pro glow.
No, that's the massage oils from my masseuse.
Did Hans stand on your back or do you get a female? I like a female to run.
Rose. Her name's Rose.
Rose.
Oh, yeah.
Ah, you
she
left
got in there.
You left your wallet behind, Mr. Cook. All right, Brandon Williams is here. Ravens Playlist. We'll talk about the Cleveland Browns game. We'll talk about the Jaguars coming up and everything else. Come see us. We're right here on Ritchie Highway 969. Ritchie Highway, Arnold, Severna Park. And right now it's time for Ticks at 6. Caller 10 is a winner. 410-338-1098. Evanescence sold out at the Fillmore November 18th. But I got your tickets right now if you're caller 10. 410-338-1098. We're just getting going. We can't wait to see you, Anne Arundel County Ravens fan, live at Mother's Peninsula Grill on Ritchie Highway in Arnold. It's 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Here we are.
What?
Our first foray into Anne Arundel County at Mother's Peninsula Grill here on Ritchie Highway. I grew up out this way, went to Old Mill Senior High School, class of 1997.
Oh, gosh. You 82. Might not want to say that.
82. 80. I know. Goes back a ways. Brandon Williams is here. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up. The man played a nice game yesterday. How did you grade out? Pretty good?
I'll know tomorrow.
You'll know tomorrow.
We got a day off today, so I'll know tomorrow if I'm getting yelled at or whatever. So we'll figure it out.
I mean, what a whirlwind for you. And we'll talk about, you know, the passion of CB, who meant a lot to you. Mm-hmm. And let's just talk about the Cleveland Browns. I mean, they came out on fire.
Yeah.
And maybe it was a little hangover from everything that had gone on this weekend, but they got out to a 3-touchdown lead, but there was no panic in you guys.
No, not at all. We came out. We were you know, probably a little bit overly emotional. Then they broke out and those little 3 scores. But after halftime, we came in. You know, Cook DPs came up and was like, hey, calm down. Calm down. It's okay. I know things are going right now. Emotions are high. You're trying to do everything in the package to make things happen. But just calm down and play football. You know, play the Raven way. And so we just got together. You know, kind of like one of those things. Like you look to the man beside you, like we got this. You know, kind of thing. And we came out and they didn't score again. So
Joe Hayden was balling. Joe Hayden played a pretty good game. He seemed to be in the right spots. But the thing is, Joe Flacco, he never. I mean, you can't tell if he's down, if he's up. Same look all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Keith Mills is here, and cool. So is Justin from Justin Scott and Spiegel. Justin has a big bag of gifts for you.
Oh.
So a lot of people have come out.
It's like Christmas.
And we'll get, I'm going to step aside and let you guys take over at 6:40 for a break. When Keith Mills comes out, let's give Justin some
doing,
love.
Man?
See, and this is what I like.
Your karaoke?
This morning on the air, Justin said, it's a stone's throw from my house. I'm going to be here. He shows up.
Oh, man. Sometimes, man of his word.
Sometimes guys just give you lip service. He came out.
I know, right?
So how was the plane ride back? What goes on? You're dressing in the locker room. Media's everywhere. Everybody's in a pretty good mood. Then you kind of splinter off, and it's just you guys and media on the plane. How's the plane ride back?
The biggest thing, like actually the bus ride to the plane. Biggest thing, you know, everybody's getting the game on their iPads. You know, they're looking over and, you know, they're talking a little trash or, you know, somebody who missed a play and all that stuff. But, you know, the biggest thing is, like, kind of getting the bad stuff out the way. They're like, all right, let's go through this first quarter real quick. Let's get all this stuff out the way. You know, let's look at this, see what we did wrong, and move forward. You know, so we, you know, it was me and Sid's, like, sitting right next to each other on the bus, like, the next aisle over. So me and him were just looking at the film, just looking at stuff. And he's like, man, we got to get that or we got to do this and we got to do that. And I was like, yeah. And I was like, yeah. And so after that, you know, we got to the plane finally, and everything was cool, mellow. I mean, you got the W. That's, you know, it wasn't pretty, but, you know, you got it done.
You mentioned Sizzle. We're talking to Brandon Williams, big number 98, Baltimore Ravens. It's Ravens Playlist. You still got plenty of time. We're here till 8 o'clock at Mother's Peninsula Grill here in Arnold as people keep rolling in.
Uh-oh.
You talk about Terrell Suggs, and I was watching the video feed of him. It was you at the podium, and he came and said, yo, let me hop in, let me pull rank. and you let them, and then you came and barged back in.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It's that camaraderie,
uh-huh.
and you could feel it over the TV screen for those that weren't actually there at the facility.
Oh, yeah. No matter if you're a rookie or a vet like Sizz is, I mean, we're all gelling together, you know. I mean, it's getting more of a cohesive unit, you know, than just more individuals. And, I mean, we're going through, you know, training camp together. We go through OTAs, you know, all that stuff together. And so it's a real brotherhood, you know, when you step into the Ravens facility, you know, when you step in that locker room. So me and him to have that, you know, interaction like that and hang out and have fun, do all that stuff, you know, it just shows how big of a family we are. And that's from the top to the bottom, from, you know, Steve Bisciotti all the way to the equipment guys.
Last year, the second win didn't come till week 8. This year, the second win came in week 2. First time the Ravens have been 2-0 since 2009, and when you guys go 2-0, you go to the playoffs. Brandon Williams is here. You should be here, too, at Mother's Peninsula Grill right here in Arnold, Taverna Park. Keith Mills, Justin from the Morning Show, and a lot of Ravens fans in Anne Arundel County. We're back with more next.
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
We are live out here in Anne Arundel County. And I got to tell you, the thing about Mother's, it's a scratch kitchen. They're not using processed stuff. They're going to make it just like, well, just like your mother would. And this is your football destination. Screens everywhere. Look at number 98 here, Brandon Williams. You bring a nice crowd out, and you're one of the nicest players because you're taking pictures. You took a picture with kids. I'm like, which one's the kid? You love this type of thing.
Dude, I mean, if it wasn't for the fans, I'd be out of a job. So you definitely got to give respect to, you know, the people who come and support you every week. You know,
Mothers, since 1997, next week, the 26th, we'll be back at Mothers North in Timonium.
Yep.
So
oh, yeah.
If you're up that way, please come see us next Monday. 25-20 victory over the Cleveland Browns. The Ravens, one of 7 2-0 teams right now. But you guys had a big cloud hanging over you due to the passing of Clarence Brooks, CB, lost his battle with esophageal cancer. How tough was it to go out there and play knowing that you lost one of your mentors, a father figure?
Yeah, it was real tough. I mean, before the game, I was a wreck. You know, I was, you know, there's some tear shed. You know, I was just trying to hold it all together. I'm like, I got to go play a game. You know, I'm thinking, like, CB's not here and all that stuff. And a bunch of people were thinking the same thing, you know. The biggest thing, we knew we had to go out and handle business and win one for CB, for sure.
Well, the thing that I hear, one of his legacies was he didn't like people running the ball on you guys.
No way.
And then when you see Crowell rip off that 85-yard run, I tweeted out, at Kirk McEwen, I tweeted out, CB doesn't deserve that. And what you guys did was came back and mounted a victory for him. Was there any talk after the game? Did he get a game ball? Or
oh, yeah. There's definitely a game ball flying down to his family and his wife down in Florida. So we definitely got him the game ball. And as he's well-deserved of it, so is the family. I mean, losing a great man like that. But when Pearl ripped that run on us, one of the Wink or other linebacker, outside linebacker coach, yeah, he said he's like, man, dude, CB's probably in timeout in heaven right now. Like, the guy didn't know when he brought up there when he ripped the run on us. He's probably cursing up a storm. But, I mean, it's one of those things, like, you know how CB is. So we had to lock down and, you know, get, you know, our minds right and finish it out right.
Well, we got a long way to go. We are here live at Mother's Peninsula Grill, and we'll talk about the preparation coming up for Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah.
And just the disrespect, I think, coming from some of the national media, and can you use that as fuel? I mean, at being a 2-0 team, you see a lot more about Denver, Pittsburgh, and some of these other 2-0 teams than you did looking around on TV about the Ravens, and we'll talk about that as we continue on. Keith Mills, Justin Schlegel from The Morning Show, they're here. Justin's got gifts to present you in about 10 or 15 minutes. Hey, Ravens fans in Anne Arundel County, come out and see us. It's Ravens Playlist, live from Mothers in Severna Park, Arnold, on 98 Rock.
You're listening to Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
Come on, people, make some noise!
Whoop, whoop!
It's Ravens Playlist, our second installment here at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Severna Park, Arnold, right here on Ritchie Highway, 969 Ritchie Highway. Guys, I'm gonna step off and turn it over to Justin from Justin Scott and Spiegel in the Morning, and also Keith Mills. Love your sports. It's really one of the highlights of every hour in the morning. 6 to 10. Actually, 5 to 10. It's really
good.
Why
are you leaving? Why don't you hang out with us?
Well, I'm going to stand here.
I'll spend some time.
Justin had Justin bought gifts for our guest of honor, yes. Brandon Williams,
yes.
number 98.
Yes.
To shade those tackle of the Baltimore Ravens. So, Justin,
thought went into
take
this
it away.
Now.
Go ahead, man.
You're here with broadcasting legend Keith Mills, by the way. Brandon Williams.
The debate.
My friend, we are brethren. You and I are brothers. After you and I shared the stage at Beach Bash 2016, cranking out.
Oh, that was good.
One of the most C-minus level journey.
That was A-plus in every way.
Well, you need to go ahead and get those ears cleaned out.
I think you guys need to recreate that.
Uh-oh.
How about this? You and I, little Slayer, ran in blood, women's bathroom, handicap stall, just you and I. No one else can come in there. Brandon Williams, do me a favor. Brandon Williams, number 98 of the Baltimore Ravens, take my hand.
Take my hand,
Brandon Williams. Take my hand. Take my hand, Brandon Williams. Put your hand in mine, Brandon.
There you go.
Oh, there we are.
You put a napkin in between.
Yes.
Just in case.
You just passed the test. If you'd have touched my hand to hand, I would have never shown back up here. Brandon Williams, number 98. Let's talk about what the Ravens fans are talking about. They've seen you for two games so far.
Okay.
Dominant against the Buffalo Bills. Dominant against the Cleveland Browns.
Oh,
but one word keeps coming to mind. Skinny, you are losing a little bit of weight. So what I decided to do, brought you some protein powder. There you go.
Yes.
Brandon
That's
Williams.
The biggest protein I've ever seen in my life.
Time to bulk you up. Brandon Williams, time to go ahead and add a little intensity to that workout.
Oh,
here's some straight up creatine.
Is that legal?
It's absolutely
not. I don't
know.
I'm not going to find out.
No, yeah. I got that off.
Let somebody else test that out. Yeah.
No, Keith, I got that off of Craigslist, buddy.
Who knows what NFL legal. We're talking about NFL legal.
Where's the plastic wrapper that
you
go around this thing?
Already used some of it, buddy. Here's the thing. You weigh what right now? What
it's halfway gone.
Yeah, most of it's in me. Most of it's in me. I also buy Vietnamese shark testosterone off of Backpage.com. I get mad for no reason. Brandon, what are you clocking in right now on the scale? What are you coming in
at? Dude, right now I'm 334.
Want you 500 by Christmas.
500
I want you 500 pounds of deep, semi-sweet chocolate rage by the time 2017 gets here.
Semi-sweet. It's all
semi-sweet.
Here, 98%.
I bet we started at 340. What do you say that?
No, I feel good. You know, I hadn't lost any strength, so I'm going to stay where I am.
335.
Yeah. Bring us back home. Ask the man a question that you would ask as a sports journalist for so long.
Yeah, man, nobody cares about that. What do you listen to on your iPod before each game? That's what they want to know, right? That's what you guys want to know, right?
Oh, man, there is a plethora of music.
Oh,
yeah. You like that?
What would be most surprised to find on Brandon Williams' iTunes playlist? What would you be most embarrassed by if it popped up and shuffled?
Oh, I'm not going to say that.
Carly Rae Jepsen.
No way.
Brooks and Dunn.
I mean, I get. Oh, yeah.
It's okay.
He was rocking out on Metallica on the way down.
Metallica on the way down. There's a bunch of country, a bunch of the regular pop hits. There's some rap. There's some heavy metal. There's a little bluegrass on there, so I mean, there's
bluegrass.
There's a little bunch of everything on there.
You have different music for different teams, like the Steelers. You're going to lace the Metallica, or is it pretty much the same? Pretty much.
It depends how I feel, man. It depends. Like some days I have the headphones on, vibing, and some days I'm just like complete silence.
Hey, let me throw this at you.
I think the days with complete silence is worse than the ones with the music.
Yeah. No kidding. Wow.
You know the young kid exchanged jerseys yesterday with Steve Smith Sr. at the end of the game, and I thought that was cool because.
Yeah.
That dude can ball.
Oh yeah, he was balling, man.
Yeah,
he was flying everywhere.
Yeah, Corey Coleman.
Dude, this dude was flying everywhere. I mean, it was really.
There
good.
You are, CJ Powell driving.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
It's Timmy.
Put some pads on someone.
Hey, how tough is he?
Look at Dolph Lundgren, dude. He is bugging.
He's hurting right now.
I must break you.
Yeah. Hey, we are here live at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Sabrina Park, Arnold, 969 Ritchie Highway. Number 98, Brandon Williams is here. And we'll do Ravens Playlist every Monday throughout the season. We'll be here more times this season, but you should come here now. Keith Mills. Justin from the morning show, great seeing you guys.
Take a scoop of that protein right now.
No, don't touch that protein right now.
Don't even mix it with anything.
You don't know what's in it. Don't do it.
I know what's in it.
I love it, but I don't trust
it. I know what's in it.
Chest hair shaving.
I love it, but I don't trust it.
We got Motley Crue, Smashing Pumpkins, a look at traffic. It's all coming up next on Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Yes! Ravens. Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams.
We are live out here at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Arnold, Taverna Park. Ravens Playlist, week two. Ravens 25, Browns 20. It looked bleak after the first quarter, but they hung in there and handled their business. Brandon Williams, big number 98, is here. You've been signing, taking pictures.
Yeah.
How do you deal with the disrespect from the national media? And, I mean, I wrote down some things. I want to read them to you. Some of the experts said, we just don't know what they have or who they are yet. Somebody else says, perimeter secondary guys got exposed. There's no big running back to lean on with the Baltimore Ravens. Sure, they beat the Bills and the Browns. And up next, Jacksonville, and you can really hear a collective yawn. So you guys are 2-0, but it doesn't seem like you're exciting the national media. And to that, you say?
I mean, the biggest thing about that, we don't care.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not about what you say. It's about what we do. And as long as we're doing our business and handling what we got to do, that's all that matters. I mean, all the outside noise is what, just what it is, noise. You know, we know what we got in our locker room. We know what kind of coaches we have and staff and everything else. So, I mean, whatever you say on paper or in the media, I mean, we really don't listen to it.
And I tweeted out yesterday, it's Cleveland being Cleveland. I mean, when you guys got back into it and you were down a point or two after coming back from 18, you had to expect that from a Browns team that doesn't know how to win.
Yeah, I mean, it is what it is. I mean, yeah, they came out, they punched us in the mouth a few times, but, I mean, the biggest thing is about having perseverance is getting back up and, you know, keep going. So, I mean, yeah, they got us in the first quarter, but as you saw, they didn't score again after that, you know.
Second biggest win or second biggest comeback in franchise history. That's one you can hang your hat on. That's a character builder. Nobody curled up in the fetal position. Everybody was fighting the whole way.
Yeah.
And to get that victory last year, you may not have gotten that victory.
I mean, yeah, I mean, definitely. Those are definitely games from last year that, you know, we should have won but never did, but didn't, you know. And it comes to this year, it's a whole new team, whole new, you know, scheme, whole new process, different players. And, you know, these are games we got to win. You know, it's going to come to crunch time sometimes. I mean, you can't blow everybody out all the time. I mean, sometimes you actually got to sit, you know, play football, smash my football. And that's what happened. That's what we did, you know, in the last three quarters. I mean, yeah, I mean, it's going to happen sometimes. Some people are going to jump up. I mean, but the thing is, you know, if you get knocked down, I mean, it's not about getting knocked down. It's about staying down. You know, we're not the type of team to stay down.
Anne Arundel County Ravens fans, come out and see us. We're here at Mother's right on Ritchie Highway, Mother's Peninsula Grill, and the food is great. And we got one more hour to go. Big Brandon Williams is here. We don't get out this way very often, so come and see us. And we'll talk soon about Jacksonville, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack, Blake Bortles, and the Allens. They got a lot of good players. So we'll talk more about week three. The Jacksonville Jaguars are up next for the Baltimore Ravens, the 2-0 Baltimore Ravens. This is Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Monday nights, it's Ravens Playlist. Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
I got to tell you, Anne Arundel County came out. You guys represented tonight at Mother's Peninsula Grill. And I even found out there really is a peninsula. Cypress Creek Road makes a peninsula. Dave, you knew what you were doing. He did his homework. We are live with number 98, the shade nose tackle, Brandon Williams. He's a guy that takes on two blockers so the linebackers can do their thing and be the stars of the show. But you know what's funny is you look at the injury list coming out of that Cleveland game. Browns defensive lineman Carl Nassib, the rookie, left with a hand injury. It's broken. He will need surgery. Also, tight end Randall Telfer left with a neck injury. But the guy that Brandon was going against, center Cameron Irving, left the stadium in an ambulance. He was experiencing cramps toward the end of the game, had discomfort in his chest and ribs. It turns out Brandon Williams gave this man a pulmonary contusion. In layman's term, that's a bruised lung. Did you know, was he wheezing? Could you tell that he was hurt?
I wasn't paying attention.
What is up? The AFC North is a battle all the time. You saw it last year with Cincinnati and Pittsburgh in the playoffs, and they were stepping on each other's heads. They were so mad at each other.
Yeah.
Same thing even with the Ravens and the Browns, who aren't really our prime rival, but it's different in the division.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, you know, our division is hard-nosed. I mean, when it comes to teams who, you know, can make it to that long haul, I mean, it's always AFC North teams. I mean, you definitely got to
you definitely got to prepare yourself when you go up against our type of teams, especially in this division, because we're liable to, you know, we beat people up. I mean,
yes.
And going against each other twice a year, you know, that's a battle in itself. So when other teams come and play us from other divisions, they're like, dude, like, well, I don't know what's going on. Like, you know, most of they're pass happy, and like we run the ball. We got tough defenses, you know. So, I mean, definitely kudos to, you know, our divisions for just being like one of the toughest.
And I didn't even mention quarterback Josh McCown. His left arm looked like a piece of a noodle or something. It was just hanging there limp, like you stuck it on Mr. Potato Head style. And you guys were landing on him, on his shoulder. He was even asked after the game, do you think they were doing that on purpose? And he's like, I can't answer. You'd have to ask them. But look, when you know a guy has something that's nagging him, you want to nag him.
I mean, you never want to hurt anybody intentionally. Obviously, it's the NFL. It's under, we're under the one, you know, whole shield. I mean, we're a brotherhood still. I mean, it's the game of football. I mean, you know what you signed up for when you put on the pads. I mean, we just hit him, and that's just how he fell. So we can't really – we're not targeting anybody. We ain't trying to do none of that stuff. But, I mean, we're just playing hard-nosed football, the only way Ravens know how to play.
It's Ravens Playlist with number 98, Brandon Williams, here at Mother's Peninsula Grill in Arnold, Jacksonville. Straight ahead of us.
Yep.
Straight ahead of you, I should say. And this is another road game. And Jacksonville isn't the doormat that they had been associated with for so many years.
Right.
You know, when they first got into the league with Mark Brunell and Tom Coughlin as coach, they made playoffs, even the AFC Championship game early on.
Mm-hmm.
And now they've dropped back. But they've got young talent, Blake Bortles, Jalen Ramsey, Miles Jack. It's a long list.
Oh,
so
yeah.
What do you think about Jacksonville?
I mean, it's going to be a tough game. We played them last year. So, I mean, obviously they, you know, squeaked out with a win.
You owe them one from last year.
Yeah, we definitely do. But we were never supposed to be in that situation in the first place. You know, there were some penalties that got in the way, some this, that, and the other. But, yeah, we're excited to see them again this Sunday.
Well, we are here at Mother's Peninsula Grill. Stop on out. Ravens Playlist until 8 o'clock every Monday night. We'll come back with more with Brandon Williams next on 98 Rock.
Ravens Playlist continues with Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams on 98 Rock.
Live out here in Anne Arundel County. Who knew? I knew that there's a line where there's Redskins fans and there's Ravens fans, but a lot of Ravens fans out here in Anne Arundel County. Probably your first dip into Anne Arundel County.
Oh, yeah, man. It's awesome out here. A lot of energy. A lot of energy. I'm loving it.
Why are you number 98?
Because that's the number they gave me.
Oh, really? Because you were 66.
Yeah,
in college.
Ever since I grew up, man, I've always been a double number guy. And then this is the first double number I didn't have and stuck.
98?
Yeah, 98. And then plus the history behind the number, too. So,
right,
I mean,
yeah.
You got to love that.
Okay, so the Ravens got out pretty healthy from the game against Cleveland.
Yeah,
everybody
yeah.
pretty good.
I think so. Yeah, everybody's good, I think.
They were showing Za'Darius Smith warming up, and I wasn't sure if he was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then you saw, I guess, Breshad Perriman was out there with a calf early, but he played. He was questionable going in. Ended up playing in the game.
Mm-hmm.
One of those plays, the interception was going right for Hayden, and he kind of blocked, so he couldn't get the interception, but we saw how what happened a couple other times,
right,
too.
Right.
So what is your – how long do you let a win – how long do you marinate in a win? What is – you know, when do you put it aside? Because the bus to the airplane, everybody's going nuts. The airplane home, do you start to put it to bed, or do you get all of Monday to relish?
I would say I guess depending on how late the game is – probably mid-Monday, probably around, like, 10 o'clock in the morning.
And
then you just wake up like, oh, man, that was a nice one. And then you just, like, move on to the next, you know?
Do you hear from people like, dude, I mean, when you get back to your locker, is your phone getting all blown up?
Oh, yeah, man. A bunch of text messages from family, you know, the lady and all that stuff, just saying, oh, great game and all that stuff. So, I mean, it's awesome to see, you know, just the support from back home and, you know, support from everybody.
Hanging out with Brandon Williams, number 98 from the Baltimore Ravens. It's Ravens Playlist. A couple of questions from the crowd. You ready for one? Who is the last person you texted?
Probably Lawrence Guy. I think the last person I texted was Lawrence Guy.
It's so funny to see him on the end of the point after. You know what I mean? He's he blocking on a big Lawrence guy, keeping it, holding it down on the end.
Yeah, right. He's doing a great job.
Have you ever played anyone you were intimidated by?
No.
There you go. You sure about that? That was pretty quick.
I'm definitely sure. All right. That's how sure I am.
Hey, what do you know about Guns N' Roses? I know you're a rock guy sometimes.
Man, dude, I know a little bit. I think I know a little bit.
Were you down with Appetite for Destruction?
Man, I know a lot of music, and some times I don't know who sings it.
Right.
But, like, if you play it, I'll, like, start singing along. I'm like, oh, I know this people. I know. Oh, that's who sings it? Oh, okay. But I know a lot. I know a lot of music, man. And it just gets jumbled up with everything else.
Right.
So, I mean, if it comes on the radio and I know it, I'm singing along to it no matter what.
Throw it in the blender. All right, here's one you'll know. Guns N' Roses, Paradise City. It's Raven's Playlist live from Mother's Peninsula Grill with Arnold.
This one.
We got a little ways to go with number 98, Brandon Wimps. Give him some noise!
Here's Kirk McEwen and Brandon Williams with more Ravens Playlist on 98 Rock.
Baltimore Ravens are 2-0 to start this season. Last year, the second win came in week 8. Not this year. The Ravens have beaten the Bills and the Browns. Whoever you put in front of the Ravens, they've beaten so far. You can't get mad at the Ravens for beating the Bills and the Browns. That's who they had to play. Brandon Williams, 2-0, man, is so much. You walk with a lighter step than when you're 0-2. It's just so much different.
Yeah, definitely. The workload during the week is a lot more lighter when you win.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's good. I mean, we got a lot more fish to fry. We got a lot more work to do. I mean, you know, you've seen the last two wins were a little bit shaky, a little bit rough. But we got to keep on building on that and get it better.
Reading the round, one of the pundits says the Ravens have to be concerned about the lack of a running game. And in December, you're going to have to run the ball if you expect to be in the playoffs.
Yeah,
so that'll come around, I would imagine.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, we got the offensive line and the running backs to do it. I mean, they're a great group of guys. I mean, we're not worried about that. It's going to come along. We just keep working out some few kinks and just, you know, get it going.
Ronnie Stanley, left tackle. Alex Lewis, left guard. Two rookies on the left side.
Oh, yeah.
Discuss their progress a little bit. I mean, these guys last year were on college campuses.
Exactly. I mean, their progress are two rookies starting right now, you know. I mean, they're doing a great job. They're going out there, doing their job, their assignment, and trying to keep Joe clean. And also, you know, making holes for the running backs. I mean, I think they're doing a great job. They do a great job in practice every week. Just kind of wait, you know, can't wait to see that, you know, that aha moment when it clicks and they start just demolishing people.
It's amazing how a win by the Ravens lifts everybody up on Monday morning. I mean, people driving in their car in a good mood. You get to the office, stand around the water cooler.
Oh, yeah.
Everybody's talking about the game and how
the water tastes better.
The water tastes better, yeah.
Take a swig right there.
That's great. one of the best interior linemen in football, and we got him every Monday. It's Ravens Playlist. Next Monday, we'll be at Mother's North in
Timonium.
Do it again. Yeah. And you're going to bring a boy or two next week, right?
Hey, might be a special guest. I mean, just watch out on Instagram, on Twitter, and all that stuff. I might have a little something for you.
It's fun to watch you wheel around, dealing with the crowd, the kids. You're taking pictures, you're signing stuff. You're a man of the people.
Oh, heck yeah.
That's great. That's great.
I love the fans. They're awesome. I mean, without them, there's no us kind of thing. You know, I mean, it's great just to see, you know, their fans. You know, you see them in the stands every week, and then you actually get to interact with them and hang out with them and be with them. You know, like the kids in front right here, you know, they're awesome. You know, you get to actually see their faces. You get to, you know, hang out with them, take pictures, you know, high fives, fist bumps, and all that stuff. I mean, that's what we live for.
How can people follow you on Twitter, Instagram, social media?
BrandonW_66. I mean, I know my number's 98, but, you know, college number was 66. I just haven't changed it yet. So, I mean, bear with me. So BrandonW_66 on Twitter and Instagram.
Hey, it's another good time. Week 2 is in the books. Ravens 25, Browns 20, and NFL Week 2 will really be in the books after Chicago and Philly. Any predictions?
Oh, man. Really, if it's not the Ravens, I really don't care.
Right.
But if I had to, I'm liking Philly.
I'm liking Philly
as
well.
Philly.
All right. We'll do it next Monday on the 26th from Mother's North in Timonium. Thanks again, Brandon, for another
show. No problem, man. Thank you. Yay! Thank you.
All right,
next
everybody.
Monday, we're going to get it in.
Next Monday, hopefully we'll be talking about the 3-0 Baltimore Ravens.
Uh-oh.
Thanks for listening. Thanks for coming. It's Kirk McEwen, Ravens Playlist, 98 Rock.